The state Supreme Court ruled unanimously yesterday that students with DACA status cannot receive in-state tuition. DACA is the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, which allows those who came to the U.S. undocumented as children to live in the country under this special designation.
This decision has also raised questions for the Arizona Board of Regents, which governs the three public universities in Arizona. Bill Ridenour is the chairman.
Obviously, the universities have anticipated this ruling or an adverse ruling, and so they use this time to be able to start talking to the DACA students, and they've also used this time to be able to start lining up private support for, you know, scholarship purposes, perhaps, for the DACA students, so that it's not such an abrupt increase in their tuition.
And joining us with more on this is Rachel Leingang, the higher education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Rachel, good morning.
Good morning.
So give us at the core what this means. Do we know how many students are DACA recipients in the district, in the university system, and where do they go from here?
There are more than 2,000 students in community colleges and universities, and the bulk of them are at the community college level. And what that means generally is they'll pay as much as triple the amount of tuition that they have been paying. What some Dreamers have told me is that means there will be far fewer of them in school. It just costs so much more. And they can't access state or federal financial aid like federal loans. They have to use all private loans and private scholarships. So it was already difficult to do the in-state tuition rates.
As you mentioned, you cover higher education and not the courts, but this was a unanimous ruling by the state Supreme Court. What was their logic behind this?
They only released a two-page brief. They really didn't go into the federal or state laws that are applicable. So we don't know yet how exactly they viewed the issue. They wanted to get out as much as information as possible as soon as possible because students are already signing up for summer and fall classes.
I wonder also, so this obviously has an effect on these 2,000, about 2,000 students, but it's not a large number. Is it in the reaction and the students that you've talked to, is it more symbolic than anything else in terms of this is another hit, another blow that they will have to overcome?
That's definitely part of it, but I do think for the ones who are in school right now, this is a financial crutch or a crunch that they're going to have to do. Mm-hmm. You know, do they stay in school or do they drop down to one class or how do they manage that financially? But certainly, I think they haven't felt supported by the state government here, and the federal government has always been sort of up in the air in the past year or so. So it sort of seems like the hits just keep on coming from what they've said.
And the federal government continues to be up in the air. In fact, Attorney General Mark Brnovich had a statement saying, you know, I don't write the laws, but I'm paid to enforce them.
Right.
This sort of seemed to be on the back of him saying that, you know, the state universities are no longer as nearly free as possible, and he sort of made it into this whole package. Knowing, of course, where we're at with the feds, is there any reason to think at this point that, even just based on what Bill Ridenour said and what could be going on at the district, are there potentially other options here, or based on the Supreme Court ruling, is it sort of cut off? Your DACA students are not eligible for this, and they will not be.
So one thing that one DACA recipient told me yesterday is they could take it back to the ballot. They could ask Arizona voters, you know, do you want DACA recipients to be eligible for a public benefit like in-state tuition? And that's certainly a possibility. I think there'd be interest in that from some quarters. You know, obviously a ballot measure is risky, and the voters in Arizona have decided otherwise on that issue in the past. But that's one option.
Does this come in as a surprise? I mean, we had a similar case, right, with driver's licenses for DACA students. And given the arguments the Supreme Court heard and their reaction, did anybody expect this to go the other way?
During the court hearing, it did sort of seem like they were very skeptical of the community college's side. And it all kind of came down to a definition of this idea of lawful presence and what that grants and how that comported with state and federal law. So it was getting into the minutiae of definitions in law. But they threw a lot of questions at the community college's lawyer asking, you know, well, why do you think this is? And do you have any other examples? And it doesn't, you know, in other states, they've explicitly said DACA recipients get in-state tuition. So their laws are pretty clear. But here, we haven't affirmed that positively.
And this is a situation where, as we said, the district and the regents have been supportive of the DACA students to this extent. You mentioned a few thousand there. Ultimately, has anyone spoken about, again, it's been a short amount of time, but whether this is going to hurt the community college district, which has already gone through cuts, whether this is going to hurt the universities at all, even in terms of the type of students that were coming out. The DACA students are universally considered to be exceptional students.
That hasn't been brought up yet, but certainly I think all of the universities have been very supportive of this population and the community colleges as well. They really want these students. And DACA recipients themselves have said, you know, we are a next generation of doctors, lawyers. We're contributors to society. If we leave Arizona, you've lost a generation of people who could make the community better.
Last thing for you, Rachel. So I wonder, looking forward, you mentioned a dreamer yesterday said that we could take this back to the ballot because this was based on Prop 300 from a while back. Is this something that could happen, or is there any sense that a proposition, a citizen initiative, might be on the way?
I think it's possible. I think in the immediate, the focus has been on we need to get money for scholarships to help these students stay in school. But they're definitely looking at, you know, we haven't been supported by the people in office. What are our other options? And the other option here is the citizen initiative.
All right. Rachel Leingang is the higher education reporter for the Arizona Republic. Rachel, thank you so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
And now we turn to a DACA student for her reaction.
Itzel Riosoto was brought to Arizona when she was 6 years old. It was halfway through her first grade school year. She says she found out that she was undocumented when SB 1070 was being debated in the state legislature. Her parents were glued to the TV, so she finally asked them what was going on.
She was in high school in 2012 when former President Obama created the DACA program, and she got DACA status before she went to college in 2015.
Now she's a freshman at Prescott College. She's on a full scholarship, so this decision won't affect her directly for now, but she knows how much it will change things for her friends and the thousands of other DACA students who attend Arizona colleges and universities and pay in-state tuition now. I reached her earlier this morning and asked her what her reaction was yesterday when she found out about the Arizona Supreme Court's decision.
Well, I found out about it after I came out of work, and I looked down on my phone and I see these messages, and I was very angered by the decision because, I mean, DACA was rescinded from us on September 5th, but we were given the ability to renew, and then all of a sudden you have this right that's being taken away from us to have in-state tuition, which is something fundamental for our educations. I mean, you're taking essentially away the education from thousands of people who want to become doctors, engineers, and scientists. And these are people that are really having dreams. It's not just, I know it sounds like a story to a lot of Americans that are just hearing it on the radio today or on the television, but it's our everyday lives. This is something being taken away from us, and it angered me because slowly our rights are being chipped away. Even if rights were given back to us by the courts to be able to renew DACA, our rights are being chipped away slowly.
So it sounds like you have some other friends who are also in a similar position like you. Do you think this decision could really affect their futures, could really affect their ability to stay in school?
Yeah, definitely. Yesterday, I was talking to my friend. He is in ASU studying to become a doctor, and he was just telling me, because he's currently under the Dream.US scholarship, and he was telling me that they're not going to be able to fund everything now because the prices are going to be harder for him to pay, and now he's going to have this huge loan on his back, and he's really thinking about leaving school. So it's really a hard decision to make for those that don't have the money, whether to get a job and drop out or whether to keep going and have that loan on their back.
Yeah. It sounds like from what your initial reaction was to this, though, what you said about your rights being chipped away, that this is also symbolic to you of a broader battle.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, with the DACA being taken away, and then they wanted to take away our licenses and they weren't able to do that, but now they're attacking this. It's definitely, they're trying just to take as much as possible from us. And that puts our community in a state of fear. I mean, we're really losing our protections, and it's not something that's supposed to be happening. We thought change was coming this past December, and apparently it was not. It's only getting worse for us.
Right. What do you say to the people who would say, though, that, you know, you are not a lawful citizen of this country and should not be able to get the same benefits that citizens do? What's your response to them?
Coming from me, I think I would say that I deserve an equal of a right, not because of who I am. I don't think that has anything to do, because I'm equally as human as anybody. And I hold an education, I hold a job, I pay taxes, I do everything that an American does. And whether I'm a citizen or not, I don't think that has to affect how people see me, because I'm putting as much effort, even my parents, I mean, I think we are deserving of the right to be here.
So what is next for you, Itzel? DACA is still up in the air. Like you said, the program has been officially revoked, but the courts are allowing it to stay in place for now. But the future of that program is very much in question. I guess, how do you prepare for your future, given the fact that you do not know exactly what to plan for?
Right now, I'm kind of in a state of confusion. And I think, I mean, I definitely didn't expect this. So I'm just kind of like, what to do? I'm trying to plan for action and just above all to keep fighting for protection, because that's the broader problem, that there is no main protection that's giving us the ability to have in-state tuition, to have a pathway to citizenship, and to have all of these amenities that we really need. I mean, for me, it's also about my family. I think I am the only one who has DACA. So it's also my sister. She's in high school now, and I'm really worried about what she's going to be able to do in a couple of years. She wants to be a surgeon, and for all of those people that are in high school right now, what's going to happen with them? Those seniors that are going to graduate this year, what are they going to do if they weren't able to get DACA? So this is really a huge problem, and I think for me it's taking action and just, you know, keep the battle going. It's not something that can stop here, and it definitely won't stop here.
All right. Itzel Riosoto is a freshman at Prescott College and a DACA recipient. Itzel, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this today.
Thank you.